What's going on, everybody? Aaron Zamsdow here with the FRF podcast. Thanks for tuning in. I think this is probably one of the most important topics that we're going to talk about today. I think this particular podcast can really help you advance and improve your health and fitness this coming year. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this. This is just for all intents and purposes. I'm creating this this post and this podcast right around, you know, New Year's resolution time. But what we're going to talk about holds true for anything, any goal setting whatsoever. And, you know, this is the time of the year, which is why I'm right now pretty fired up about it, because I'm getting a lot of emails and you know, a lot of people are posting about what their goals are going to be. And, you know, there's tons of fitness challenges and there's tons of, internet-based, social media-based programs out there. And let's just talk about it real quick. Look, if you want to improve your health, and if you want to really improve your fitness, and if you found yourself kind of yo-yoing, like, I'm up and I'm down and I'm up and I'm down. First of all, don't beat yourself up. It happens to everybody. Yours truly. Like, I go through little phases just like you. And you're not alone in this. Now, when you're setting your goal though, right? I will tell you a couple things that I've learned over the years. I've been training people for over 30 years and honestly been working out since I was 14, and I've been failing a lot since then. Also, here's the reason why. Like, when we start with our goals, I think sometimes we just get way too involved with them. We get way too, overzealous. You know, I want to lose 10, 15 pounds. I'm going to work out 5-6 times a week. I'm going to cut out all my sugar. Oh my God. And so here's what you really need to do to really make fitness progress. Now, I don't really care about where you are at the end of January or February or even March. What I want is for you to improve throughout the year. So if, 365 days later, if you go back and listen to this, you could go, oh my God, I followed that. And I am a lot more healthy. I'm a lot more fit. I'm a lot more happy. So fitness goals 101. First thing you need to do is just find a way, make the commitment to work out, and a workout is, there's a really broad definition. Before we get into that definition, let's just lay it out there. You've got to work out 3 to 4 times a week, 30 minutes. 3 to 4 times a week. That's the first goal you need to even to think about. So, you know, before you say, I'm going to start cutting out sugars and I'm going to, start fasting and I'm going to do this and I'm going to, eat tofu on Sundays. Start with making sure you're staying consistent with fitness. Now, fitness can be, and a workout can be, just stretching, yoga for 30 minutes. It can be a walk. If you're just starting from the couch or from the leathers, as we like to say in the fire service, starting from the leathers, you're going to walk 3 to 4 times a week. And you need to do that consistently for your career, for the rest of this year. Find ways. Integrate in your family. Set the example for your crew. Set the example for your kids. I cannot emphasize that enough. Find ways to get more movement. Find ways to work out. Find ways to work on mobility. You have to. You have to integrate it into your lifestyle, or else you're going to be back in the same thing and same boat next year and the year after and the year after and the year after. You need to commit to those 3 or 4 workouts. And here's why people fail. Flat out. Is every intention is really good first 2, 3, 4 weeks. But they've set their sights too high, meaning that they're like working out 5 to 6 days a week and they haven't really integrated it into their life from the standpoint of, hey, this is what I really want to do. You know, from a short term, you say, hey, money or crew or whatever it is, I'm going to get in shape. And, all of a sudden life starts to happen 4 weeks after, the first of the year or whatever, seasons change. And all of a sudden, all these other priorities get in the way. And how you combat that is make it a priority. meaning if you have to drop the kids off at practice and you're, instead of sitting and watching them for 45 minutes, go for a walk for 30, you know, or find a gym that's nearby. All right. That's how you integrate it into your lifestyle. You know, kids want you to play video games with them. Well, take them for a 30-minute walk first. Start jogging, start running, start being more active with your family. Same thing with the crew. Crew wants to go and sit and watch a movie. Well, I didn't get my fitness in today. I'm going to go hop on the treadmill, hop on the bike, or just work mobility for 20 minutes. Now, at workout, and this is the other part that I think we start to, we talk ourselves out of a workout because, oh, I don't have an hour. I don't have, you know, I don't have 45 minutes. Look, 30 minutes, you can get a really good workout. A couple of different ways. One, focus on mobility. Focus on improving your core. Focus on, you know, just holding stretches, simple movements. In the realm of the fire service, you know, and on the fire ground, look, what's the one thing that we always have to be? Like everybody, you got to be strong, but not at all times. Sometimes you have to be able to crawl through different areas or be able to maneuver. And that's all mobility. So if you improve mobility, you're going to improve the way you perform. So 30 minutes, you can go stretch for 15 or 20 minutes. You can go through and do some, dare I say, yoga poses or, you know, FRF mobility. Go for a walk. Do some type of movement 3 to 4 times a week. And look, what's the secret formula for it? Might be just started in the morning. If you've tried everything else, wake up 30 minutes early and get your fitness in right away first thing in the morning. People that do that are more successful. And I'll have some more posts and I'll have some more podcasts talking about how to integrate it in and into your lifestyles and which I know will help down the road. But you know, you need to look at your schedule and you look at your family, you need to look and say, hey, first things first, 3 to 4 workouts a week consistently for the career, right? And start there. Before you stop eating all that crap or before you really make those other huge changes, start, just stay consistent with fitness, all right? So start there, number one. And if you need a program to follow, which is what I wholeheartedly believe is another reason why we fail, is that, you know, when you first start, and here are the three phases of fitness, and this is a whole nother podcast I'm doing, but first you do, next you do well, and you improve, and then you do with intensity. And I think a lot of times we mess that up in the fire service because we're pretty intense individuals. And, you know, a lot of us have fitness backgrounds or we were athletes. So then when we, you know, we've lost our way, the first thing we do is go back to what we used to do as a football player, or as a volleyball player, or as an athlete. Well, now you're 30 pounds heavier. You can't move very well. You got achy knees. You don't sleep very well. You eat like crap. So, you know, worst thing for you is to go back to that football workout. So start moving more and then follow a program. And right now with FRF, I got a 28-day program. It's free. There'll be links to it. It has you working out or doing something 6 days a week. Now, part of a workout is recovery. There's also a day where you just work on nutrition. So, you know, you say, hey, Zam, your program is 6 days a week. I can't do that. Well, just choose 3 days. Doesn't matter which ones. Make it consistent. All right, so follow a program. If you have other programs that you like or you want me to look at, you can always email me. I will gladly look at them. FRF, we have a lot of different programs for a lot of different goals and a lot of different levels of fitness. Just to get your feet wet and show you how to more functionally train for the job, I have this 28-day. But we also have the Ultimate Fire Athlete, which are those that are preparing for the fire service, have done and utilized really, really well to improve functional strength. We also have a Super Strong. And then my favorite is a Hero X, which is one that focuses more on mobility, core strength, function, and applies strength to the fire ground. But whatever it is, we got a program for you and we can get you going. And I wholeheartedly think that that is part of one of the best things to do to stay consistent is follow a program. And really what we're trying to do and what I'm talking about here is with this fitness, it's going to lead into nutrition because you're establishing healthy habits first. And that's really what I'm talking about here. It's working out consistently, creating that healthy habit. Now, if you all of a sudden just say, okay, I'm going to follow this program for 60 days, and then I don't know what I'm going to do, that you, you, you have to think bigger than that. You have to say, okay, I'm going to follow this program for 60 days and I'm going to utilize the things I really like and then incorporate them into another 60 days and another 60 days. And before you know it, it's 6 to 8 years, 60 years, whatever it is. It just becomes part of your life. And to make it part of your life, it has to be a habit. And don't do too many things too quickly, which we were talking about. So right now, you could stop this podcast and say, okay, Zam, I'm going to work out 3 times a week for the next 3 weeks. And then I'm going to go to the next phase, which is just drinking more water in your day, trying to get half your body weight in ounces of water. I know it sounds a lot, but you know, if you get close to it, you're going to be making progress. But first things first, stay consistent, get working, get moving, and create that healthy habit. One of the biggest reasons I see people fail is that they, again, I reiterated it and I talked about it when we first started this little podcast here, is you start to try to make too many changes too quickly. Start 3 to 4 times a week, hydrate, and then we'll talk a little bit about nutrition further on. Now, this is all part of a bigger picture, okay? The bigger picture is how to be a fit and healthy first responder. And I believe that there are really 10 things, and that's what I'll be addressing over the next, probably 60 days, are what are these 10 things that make a fit and healthy first responder? And the first thing is consistent fitness. I already gave you the indicator of the second one, which is hydrate with water. Hydrate with water. A clue into the third one is get a proper annual medical and assess your level of fitness every year. You need to know where you're at. You need to know your blood levels. You need to know, you need to do a cancer screen, especially if you're a firefighter, EMT, paramedic in the fire service, or even police or military. You know, you really need to understand the risks, and that's another one of the top 10 things is to understand the health habits and the risks that we face. Another thing is to eat more vegetables, and we'll talk about that with the nutrition. Another thing is to understand emotional resilience and how that plays into you personally. One is to be more insightful. Another thing that's on that list is to focus on sleep. Clean your gear, wear your SCBA during overhaul, and then take some time to do a little meditation, gratitude. I like to call it an attitude adjustment. All these things are part of the 10 items or 10 tasks that a fit and healthy first responder needs to do. And we'll address them, and that's going to be my focus. And that will help you really get the most out of your career, get the most out of your health, get the most out of your fitness. And it answers the question, where do I begin? And that's kind of what I wanted to do right here. This first podcast right here, start here. And it says that in the title. More fit this year, start here. First thing you need to do, find ways to be integrated in fitness, workouts 3 to 4 times a week. Now you want to do 5, 6, great. But if you're going from the couch or you're going from a period where you're not working out consistently, don't do that. Start with 3. So here's what I really would like you to think about. Instead of saying I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, set a goal to say I'm going to do 9 workouts in the next 3 weeks or 12 workouts in the next month. And then add the second thing. I'm going to continue on that. I'm going to now drink X amount of water every single day. Let one habit build on the next, build on the next, build on the next. Then all of a sudden, you are a much healthier and fit person, right? It all starts with building habits. And I've seen it before. If I give you a program and if I tell you exactly what to eat, that's great for a start. But what I'm here for is to help you through your career. I don't care about the next 60 days. I do, but I really hope 3 years from now, you're coming back to me and going, all right, now what, man? I'm on that top 10 list. And I have that stuff. You know what you do then? You inspire others. And that's a whole nother topic. But first things first, think about creating healthy habits to improve your fitness this year. And what am I going to be doing from an FRF side? We've done challenges every single year for the last 8, 9, 10 years, and we've had some great success. And this year, I am going to be doing another challenge. I have a coin that I will be giving or including in with every FRF program. It is a better every shift, failure is not an option, FRF coin, where the emphasis is to improve yourself every single day, not only on the fitness side, but also as a first responder, emotionally, physically, mentally. Even reading more about how to do your job better. All that's included in this challenge, with the idea that we want to build on creating these healthy habits. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to launch it January 15th. Why not January 1st? Because in my experience, those that go running and gunning January 1st are the ones that run out of gas really quickly. So if you're looking for a program to get you going right away, start with an FRF 28-day program. It's free. Or if you have one of our other programs, start there. Or if you want, start with one of our other FRF programs like the Hero X and find a way to get you that coin. Trust me, there's different programs. So you can hear I'm a little passionate about it. I get fired up about resolutions, New Year's resolutions, because I've been doing this for 30 years and I know what works and I know what doesn't. And sometimes my passion kind of gets in the way, but I can't emphasize enough. Don't think about losing 10 pounds right away. Think about the habits that are going to help you lose 10 pounds. Think about the habits that are going to help you feel better. Think about the habits that are going to help you get more energy. Habits that are going to help you perform better. That is what's going to last. And first things first, start working out. And if you want to start with number two, hydrate. And then for number three, come back for another podcast. Go to FRF, firerescuefitness.com, the blog. I'll have a little post about this. There's also a post on functional fitness. I did a great post last year about every first responder needs to hear this. And it's about this focus of creating healthy habits. So I will leave you with that. Thanks for listening. Please reach out with any comments. Reach out with concerns, reach out with anything about workout questions, fitness, nutrition. Stay tuned for that top 10 list coming out. And I'm gonna start with some brief posts that support each one of those numbers and make a promise. I'm gonna challenge you to improve yourselves with me this next year to be the healthiest and fit you can be. So with that, thanks again. Get FRF, everybody. Reach out. Let me know how I can help you and your crew get more fit for duty.